Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Chalal Daf Yud Tes. We are starting about the third line with the word Ksiv, and the Vilna daf is on Yud Alef Amud Beis, about a quarter of the way up from the bottom. And today's daf is sponsored by Le'ilui Nishmas Maris Mirim Sar Batzer Yaakov Moshe Her Neshama Should Have an Aliyah. And so we concluded by talking about the borders of Eretz Yisrael, and we continue with something similar. Ksiv, it says in the pasuk, Hu Heishev Es Gvul Yisrael. He brought back the borders of Yisrael Milavoy Chamos Ad Yom Arava, from Milavoy Chamos until Yom Arava. Kedvar Hashem Lekei Yisrael Asher Dibir B'Yad Avda Yonah Ben Amitai Hanavi Asher Migas Achefer. So Rabbanan Ramana, they both argue about this. Chad number one says, Kol ma shekivish Yeshua, kivish zeh. Whatever Yeshua conquered, this one conquered. Who's this one being referred to in the pasuk? So it's referring to Yeravam ben Yoyash, Melch Yisrael. He was the one that was Heshev. He reset the borders of Am Yisrael. The guy had come in and taken some land, so he went and reconquered it. And according to one of these Manda Amrim, he had reconquered whatever Yeshua had conquered when he came into Eretz Yisrael originally. But Chad number, the other one says, Yosem ma shekivish Yeshua, kivish zeh. More than what Yeshua had conquered, this one, meaning Yeravam ben Yoyash, he had conquered. And Tanur of Caesar, Mesael Ramana, Rabzidur taught a brisa that's right for Amana, Yamim Kalim Asu Yisrael Ba'isa Aretz. It was only a short time that Am Yisrael was in these lands that he had conquered because the king of Ashur came along and sent all of Yisrael to Galus. Not Yehuda, but Yisrael. And we continue now with something similar to the Mishnah. Afar Chutzla Aretz, Shabala Surya, Nasaka Surya. Earth that came from Chutzla Aretz that was brought into Surya is just like Surya and has a din of Chiv and Trumas and Maestros Midra Banan, Yatsam Yisham Lakan. If it leaves from there to here, meaning Taretz Yisrael, Nischaev, so then something grows in this dirt, is Chayev and Trumas and Maestros Midra Iraisa. Like we had mentioned in the Mishnah. We continue discussing this on Rabbi Yudin the Mishnah had said, Amasai, when is this? Bismachas Finagosheshes, when the bottom of the ship is touching the floor. This is referring to where a ship had come from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, and it had dirt from Chutz La'aretz in it, and something's growing in that dirt. As Rabbi Yudin said, that whatever's growing from that dirt is only Chayv and Shumas Amasis Midaraisa, meaning it's only considered that it's growing in Eretz Yisrael, if the bottom of the ship is actually touching the ground, which means it's touching Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, we would say that whatever is growing is deriving its nourishment from Eretz Yisrael, and therefore it's Chayv and Shumas Amasis. So Rav Chagai says, Rav Yehuda Kedaita, Rav Yehuda Lashitasai, Rav Yehuda Paiter B'mayim Lafisha Ein Bahem Mamesh, Rav Yehuda Paters with water because there ain't Bahem Mamesh. What's this referring to? So this is a din regarding Tchum. We know that if one made an Erev Tchum and an Erev Shabbos, he's allowed to walk more than 2,000 Amos in that direction. And that includes him and his Kalim or food. And obviously, if he didn't make an Erev, he's limited to his 2,000 Amos from wherever he is. Now, this case refers to a woman making bread on Yom Tif, and she borrowed some ingredients from her neighbor. This bread is now limited to where only both of them are allowed to go because some of the ingredients are hers and some of them are her neighbor's. So let's say the woman was allowed to go east because that's where she made her Eruv, and the neighbor is allowed to go west because that's where she made her Eruv. The bread has to remain right here because it takes on both of these women's dinim of Eruv. However, says Rabbi Huda, if she had borrowed water from the neighbor, this limitation does not apply because water is ein bahen mamish. That's what we just read. Water is not consequential. It's not something that's considered important and it's bottled to the dough. Therefore, this dough is considered 100% like the woman's who had borrowed the water, and therefore it's allowed to go east with her. And so Gemara is suggesting this seems to be like Shita's reviewed in our Mishnah, that the water that's in between the bottom of the boat and the ground doesn't really make a difference. So Yotis Amr Beis on top of the Gemara asks right away, Amr Rav Avin says, Loi Mistabro, Delo Mechav Shitase, isn't logical to say that we have a contradiction or a switch in the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda? Loi Ha'isa Asfina Gasheshes, Kimisha Asfina Gasheshes. If it's really true what you're saying, that we can compare these two cases, the water being bottled to the dough, in our case of the ship on the water, then there shouldn't be a difference between the boat being Gasheshes, its bottom touching the floor, or it not being Gasheshes, meaning it's floating on the water. And Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah clearly said that there is a difference. Once again, he had said that the only time the stuff that's growing on the boat is considered to be growing in Eretz Yisrael is if the bottom of the boat is touching the ground. But if there's water in between the bottom of the boat and the riverbed or the seabed, then that water is a chatzitza. So these two cases are clearly not comparable. And we continue, Loi Haisa Sfina Gasheshes, if the ship is not Gashesh, again, if the bottom is not touching the ground, Maaser Seah Mahalacha, the maasers of anything growing on it, one's only chayv in them midrabanan, and furthermore, Tamim Men Al Atzitz She'enu Nakov Umi Atzitz She'enu Nakov Aleha, one could take truma off onto an atzus she'en nakov and from atzus she'en nakov onto it. What's atzus she'en nakov? So this is a non-perforated flower pot. We know if we have something growing in a flower pot that has a hole in it, it's perforated, the bottom has this hole, so it's considered like it's deriving nourishment directly from the ground, and it's considered like it's attached to the ground actually, even if it's not resting on the ground. Whereas atzus she'en nakov, it's non-perforated, it's totally closed up, it's not considered like it's growing from the ground, even if it's resting on the ground, and therefore anything growing inside it is only chayv and meiser and truma midura banon. And that's what we're saying over here, that anything growing on this ship that the bottom is not touching the ground has the same din as something growing in an atzus she'en nakov. And kadatani is just like the following brisa: atzus she'enu nakov masorisav mehalacha utrumasai ena medabas vein chayovin olav chaimesh. Anything growing in a non-perforated flower pot, its maisers are only midrabanon. The truma that's separated is not going to create meduma if it falls into chulin and there isn't 100 to be mevatel it, because only truma midrabanon. And also, if a non-kain accidentally eats this truma, he's not chayv to add on a chaimesh because it's only truma midrabanon. Now we continue with this. of Hila says B'Shem Blazar, Hakayna Atzitz Nakov B'Surya, if a person buys a perforated flower pot in Surya, and obviously it also has dirt in it, and he bought that too, Afal Pisho Loikon Afer Shtachtov, even though he didn't buy the dirt underneath it, the dirt meaning the field or the ground underneath it is owned by a guy, the Karka Shal Gabov, or the Karka on top of it. For example, if this Atzitz Nakov is inside a cave of sorts, and there's earth on top of it, nonetheless, Kana L'Chayva L'Maiser Su L'Shvias, he's Kana it, meaning his flower pot in regards to Maiser and Shvias. Now the Chiddush over here is that we know that something grows in Surya on Jewishly owned land is Chayv and Truman Maiser. And over here, the only land that's Jewishly owned is in this flower pot. And the ground underneath it, for example, where it's deriving its nourishment from, because again, it's an Atzitz Nakov and it has this hole, is owned by a guy. So even though usually by an Atzitz Nakov we say it's deriving its nourishment from the ground that's underneath it, and the ground that's underneath it over here is owned by a non-Jew in Surya, so should it be Chayv and Truman Maiser? Over here we're saying no, since the earth inside the flower pot is owned by a Yid, and it's considered Jewishly owned land in Surya, and it's Chayv and Truman Maiser. Now we continue with this Chedesh, Afilu Nasam Agabi Shtei Yesedais, even if it's on top of two Yesedais, it's on top of two pegs, meaning it's elevated above the ground, so there's space in between the ground and this Atzitz Nakov, this perforated flower pot, nonetheless, it's still Chayv and Maiser. And Av Reb Yehuda Maidiba, even Reb Yehuda agrees to this. So the Gemara asks, Ma Beinu Lebein HaSfina, what's the difference between this and the ship? According to Reb Yehuda, if we have this ship and the bottom of it is not actually touching the ground, it's not touching the riverbed, anything growing here is not considered to be getting nourishment from Eretz Yisrael. That's because the water is mafsik. But over here, we have air being mafsik in between the flower pot and the ground, and still Reb Yehuda says it's considered like it's getting nourishment directly from the ground. What's the difference? And the answer is, Sfina Olevi Yeredes V'Zebim Kaimaihu, a ship goes up and down. When there's water in between it and the ground, it's constantly moving back and forth, up and down, because the water is moving it, and therefore we can't say that it's getting its nourishment from the ground. But this is stationary. It's on these two pegs, it's not moving anywhere, and therefore, even though there's a gap in between the ground and the pot, there's airspace, nonetheless, it's still considered to be getting its nourishment from the ground. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to explain the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.